When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Disclaimer, if you are easily offended, please click off this video right now. You are not going to enjoy it. This is me giving my thoughts on Emma Raducanu. I've just watched the match in Madrid, and I'm going to be bringing you the reality, my thoughts on exactly how she's playing. Right, let's get straight into it. We've got the WTA tweeting out, opportunity knocks, qualifier Maria Lourdes-Carla defeats Raducanu in straight sets, 6-2, 6-2. I watched the full match on Sky Sports. Me and Ben spoke about Carla being probably the number one qualifier to watch. She's been playing extremely well on the ITFs, in some good form, a good clay court player, and that was the one qualifier to avoid. So I want to start the video by congratulating her on an incredible performance. She played really good defensive tennis when she needed to. She hit a lot of winners at big moments, and I think she's got a really good shot of going far in Madrid and also challenging some players at Roland Garros. Her game is perfect for the clay and she's rising through the rankings very quick. But moving on to Emma Raducanu, like I said, I watched the full match on Sky Sports, and during the match I made notes, and this is something I don't often do. And the reason I made notes is because I wanted to quote some of the commentary word for word before the match, towards the end of the match, in the middle of the match. And that's exactly what I've done. And this is what I'm going to be bringing you. This is my truth of the state of play, of how I saw Raducanu perform. And a bit of criticism as well for Sky Sports. I've really enjoyed since Sky Sports have been bringing tennis to our screens. I think it has enabled a lot of people access to all of the tennis matches. And on the large part, I've really enjoyed the commentary and the analysis. However, the problem we find is when there's a British player playing, the bias for me is far too much. Number one, the first thing is they didn't really know much about Carla before the match. I know, not everyone's going to know that. But if you are a tennis journalist or part of the tennis commentary team, you should be doing more research on the opposition. That is the number one thing. If you'd have done any research, you'd have known that Carla is in good form. She's playing extremely well. And if you've watched some of her matches, you'll know she's going to be a tough opponent for anyone. And if anything, this is her at her peak. She's getting better and better. This is someone who's beaten Rybakina in a third set a few years ago with a bagel. There is good tennis in there, and I think what we're seeing at the moment is her best level, and I'm only going to expect her to get better and better these next few years. The next thing is, to start the match, the commentary team were going, I would expect Raducanu to win this one very comfortably. I reckon she'll win in straight sets. The moment she then gets broken, the whole narrative is Raducanu is fatigued. She's been coming out and she's been saying how fatigued and tired she is. Save that thought. I'm going to go on to that in a second. Before that, we have Anne Kiafa-Fong in the commentary, who was the captain for the Billie Jean King Cup, which they played a few weeks ago, and where GB was able to overcome France. Raducanu had a great comeback win against Garcia, and she was referencing that. And one thing she kept saying was how Raducanu needs to be supported. It's really important that she's supported. I think at this stage, she was something like 4-1 down, or it was definitely a double breakdown at that stage in the first set. And one thing I don't understand is, if you are a professional tennis player, a Grand Slam champion, in which Raducanu is, I don't understand why you need to be supported. I don't understand why any tennis player requires to be supported. You're a professional athlete. When Djokovic first broke through, when Federer, Nadal, all of these other players, maybe not even them, any other player who, because they're very difficult to compare to because they are the elite, but there was times where Rafa's playing at Roland Garros in the early days, he's getting booed. I don't understand why you instantly deserve support. No player gets support. Djokovic, most of the times, goes round, doesn't get supported. Why does she need support and an arm around her to win matches? She is a professional athlete and should be going out there and producing good results, whether she's supported or not. Instantly, for me, that is a weak mentality, and I don't understand why the commentary team keeps saying she just needs to be supported. The next thing, this first set, there was no respect at all for Carla. None. They were saying how she should be beating someone like her, continuously speaking about Raducanu's bad shots and her performance, when really you should be looking at Carla and thinking, this girl can play tennis. She is really, really impressive. And maybe I didn't know much about her before, they should be saying, but she's really impressed me. And I think she can go on and make a run here. This level of tennis is, on the clay courts, top 20. Maybe at a push, top 10. I don't think it quite was, but definitely top 20. And for someone who's 80 in the world, continuously rising, that was impressive. She's turning up. She's playing extremely well. We watch a lot of tennis. If you're a tennis commentator who watches tennis day in, day out, can't you recognise what a top 20 performance is, a top 30, or maybe even not that, a top 100 to a top 20 or to a top 10? She performed. Where was the praise for Carla? It wasn't there. Like I said, I've already mentioned this before the match. They were saying it's going to be straight sets for Raducanu. They were very confident in that. And obviously, I was watching with the knowledge that I thought Carla was going to win. In fact, I made some money on it. So it's not like I'm angry. I believed that she would beat her. That was the one qualifier Raducanu didn't want to get. I felt like most of the others, she would have been okay. Let's move on to the tiredness. So I've got this tweet here, and it's been said in a few times now. So after the Billie Jean King Cup, after the first round of Stuttgart, she's been continuously referencing how tired she is. And I don't understand, one, why she keeps saying she's tired, and two, why is she tired? If you're tired, why do you have to keep telling everyone you're tired? And then why are you tired? Because you've not played that much tennis. I'm not calling her a liar. Let's say she is generally tired. I wouldn't disclose that information to the press and to the opponents. Why would you instantly start on the back foot and be like, oh, I'm a bit tired. I'm fatigued. I'm not going to be able to reach this level today. It's bizarre. I'm sorry. She's not played that many matches. I'm going to bring it up now. For someone who's won a Grand Slam, surely she's got a bit more stamina to not be tired. This year, so after the Indian Wells, where, let's be honest, you lost to Aryna Sabalenka, that can happen. Wasn't the worst performance in the world. Sabalenka, a good player. She then went to the Billie Jean King Cup. She had a month's rest. So the 12th of April now, she beat Garcia. Grueling match. It was tough. Then Diane Parry. Okay. 4 days rest. Then plays Kerber in a really quick match. Straight sets. Noskova, straight sets. And then loses to Iga. She's now here playing Carla. She's not played that many matches. I'm sorry, but why are you so tired? Is it because you just don't have the ability to be a top-level athlete at this level? There's nothing wrong in that. There's nothing wrong. I don't want to be too critical of her in that regard. If you just not got it, you're not got it. And it looks like that is the case with Emma Raducanu. I think there's a fantastic tennis player in there. I think you see flashes of brilliance. But then on the other hand, I think there's a mental block. I don't think it's necessarily just her ability, because ability-wise, she is definitely a top 10 player and she can produce good results. But you don't win tennis matches with just ability. She doesn't seem to put the work in the gym. Doesn't seem to have the right attitude. Continuously sacking coaches, changing between them. Doesn't want to play enough tennis. Blaming injuries, blaming this. I'm sorry, it's excuses. It's constant excuses. She may have had some injuries. I'm not doubting that. But when you're constantly saying you're tired and fatigued without playing too much tennis to back it up, it's not a good look. And all I'm looking at is a loser mentality and someone who's not ever going to have a career in tennis and win big events. She's won the US Open. Brilliant. Is that the end of Emma Raducanu? It seems like it. I did famously say after that win, I don't expect her to win any WTA level tournament after that. Ben will tell you it's on the record. And I said it won't happen for at least 3 years. Then potentially she'll win something. I would now go back to that statement and say I don't think she's ever going to win a WTA title again. I don't think she's got the mental fortitude and desire and fight and hunger to be able to do so. Next, I've got plenty of notes from the actual match. So when you're moving away from the tiredness, we had Anne then continuously saying, why is she slapping at the forehands? And this was something she did so often during the match. The amount of times where it looked like she didn't really want to do the correct tennis motion. It was more just a slap, something where she's frustrated. Instantly, every single time, her head drops after every mistake she made. And it seemed like this whole tiredness was a ready-made excuse before she come into the match. It was like, I'm tired, so there's no expectations. I'm just going to sulk around the tennis court, slap a few forehands around and long. If I lose, I lose. That's the attitude I got. It was a really poor attitude from her today. There was times in the commentary, back to them, where they were referencing Carla's serve. And I would agree, Carla does not have a very fast serve on tour. She's not one of the bigger servers. That's not what her game is. She's more of a grinder, great at the angles, great movement on the clay. With the high bounce in Madrid, it suits her as well. But the serve, keep continuously going to that and saying, oh, one of the excuses was this, and I'm not joking. Because she serves really slow, this is what Anne said, that is what makes it very difficult for Raducanu because she's struggling with the slow serve. She's a professional tennis player, a professional, and she can't handle a slow serve. Then let's just, why don't we just dress it up in another way? And say, rather than trying to make a dig at Carla's slow serve, which wasn't that slow, bearing in mind, just say that Emma Raducanu is not very good at returning. You could put it that way, because if you are unable to return a slow serve, then it doesn't make you a very well-rounded, consistent tennis player, does it? So that's my thoughts on that. A few minutes after the slow serve comments, she actually found an ace, Carla, and saved break point. So the serve clearly wasn't that big of an issue. But let me know what you guys think anyway. Of course, this may offend some people. Me being very honest and frank and bringing my notes and watching the match in full, I am more than happy for anyone who does disagree. Please leave your comments. I would love to read them all. If you agree, let me know as well. I think it's great to have a platform where we can debate and speak about opinions. It doesn't matter if you agree or disagree. The main thing is you have an opinion on something. And that's the stance I'll always take. If you are a snowflake and easily offended, like I said at the beginning of the video, I recommend clicking elsewhere. Looking at the end of the match, it was pretty much over. She was 6-2 down, 5-2 down, I believe. And then you had Carla serving for it. Even a little bit before that, maybe at like 4-1, 4-2. Raducanu was producing some of her best tennis. She found 5 or 6 winners, really good ones on the backhand and the forehand side. No reaction from her. It was very much like going for broke, hitting big shots. But it was showing there's a player in there. I thought it was really impressive, some of the winners she was able to find, sometimes on break point as well. And it's a shame she couldn't have produced more of that towards the beginning or during the match. But even when she was finding these winners, it seemed like to me, there wasn't any fight from her. There wasn't any like talking to herself, trying to get herself up for it. It was defeated, like, oh, I can hit a few winners now. Terrible, terrible attitude. Watching it, I was really disheartened. That's why you can probably see the emotion in my voice now. It was difficult to watch because she is someone who, for us in the UK, would love to have a player like an Emma Raducanu who can trouble the big players. And she's got ability to do some. She's got some ability to do it, let's be honest. She's a better tennis player than sort of the Harriet Darts or some of the other women we have. I mean, Katie Bolter, for professionalism, is so much far ahead than Raducanu. Ability-wise on the tennis court, Raducanu probably has a higher level. But Katie Bolter is a lot more of a seasoned tennis player who you can't criticise. She puts in good performances. Polar opposite to Raducanu, who played very well against Iga the other day. Was she tired against Iga? Wasn't so tired then. Seemed to be able to produce an all right result. But this time, too tired. It's not right. It really isn't. The commentary then alluding towards the end that we would have watched a different match if she broke back in the second game of the match. She did have, I think it was the first 7 points of the match. She lost all of them. She got broken. It was two double faults and two errors on her first game. And then Carla was 40 love up. She brought it all back, all the way back to juice, had a break point, didn't convert it. And the commentary said if she would have then broken there, it would have been a different match. It wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have been a different match. I don't think it would have mattered if she was 4 love up at the start of the first set. If she was given a handicap. If your attitude is not better and you don't have the fight and desire to try and win a tennis match or a desire to be there even, because it looked like she wanted to be anywhere but Madrid, it doesn't matter what score you've got or if you hold your first serve. Because it would have unravelled eventually. It was a matter of time until it unravelled for Raducanu. Right, anyway, the last thing I'm going to say on the matter, match point time now, and Raducanu hits the backboard with the match point ball. Not a care in the world, and a really, really terrible, terrible performance. And where next for her? I guess we can now speak about Rome. She's not going to be given a wild card for what Rome. Should she have been given a wild card for this event? Is it fair that she's given a wild card when there's players who are hungry, who want to play tennis, and she's given one? Why? Because of what? Because of the marketability of her? Because she won a Grand Slam? I think she in many cases deserves a wild card. I'm not angry about her being awarded one in this situation. But in hindsight, I am. Because if you're not going to turn up, doesn't matter who you are, if you're not going to give the right attitude, I wouldn't have given any player a wild card. Doesn't matter who you are. Just because you've got a name behind you doesn't mean you're better than anyone else. She's not going to be playing in Rome. She's now not going to be getting into Roland Garros for the main draw. She can use her protected ranking to potentially get into qualifying. But the attitude I've got from her is that she seemed like she's above qualifying. Let's remember, she famously got to the dance through qualifying when she won the US Open. She was the best qualifier ever. I think she needs to start becoming a little bit more humble again. Her ranking is there for a reason. She doesn't play enough tennis matches. She doesn't win enough tennis matches. It's time to go to the qualifying. It's time to drop down a level. It's time to really grind on the tour. It's time to stop making excuses before a tennis match starts. I'm tired. I'm this. I've got an injury problem. Last year, I had bad memories here because I was injured. That's not a sports star. If you're a sports person, you don't have that attitude. It sounds like if it was somebody like me, someone who is a nobody when it comes to sports, and I'm making that excuse up the local park, I understand it. That's what people always do when you play them locally. But I'm not a professional athlete. If you're a professional athlete, you've got to be held in a higher regard. And if you want to be celebrated when you win, you've got to understand how to lose. And making all these excuses, for me, does not sit right. And I'll call it out as it is. The final one is before the match, she was very positive. Because remember, the last time she was here at Madrid, she gave a 58-word press conference. It was about 3.5 words per question. She was extremely dismissive of the interviewer. The reason being because she had all these injury concerns in her mind and she didn't want to discuss anything and kept everything under wraps. Where has she really developed since then? Has she come on since Madrid last time round? She said, I think I've come a long way since then. I'm not so sure. but let me know in the comments section down below. But there we go, enough from me, because I know Ben's going to have to watch all of this before we put it out, so I don't want to have him spending too long on the laptop. But thank you everyone for watching. If you haven't already, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and let me know your thoughts. I am very open to hearing anyone who disagrees with me. I think everyone should be entitled to their opinion, and I'm fascinated to hear what you have to say, because I am saying this from a place of love and a place of being a tennis fan who cares and who loves the sport. And on today's viewing, I am extremely disappointed with the performance Emma Raducanu put out, and it simply isn't good enough. If you haven't already, like the video, subscribe if you're new, and I'll see you soon.
Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.